أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين Assalamu alaikum and welcome dear mourners, dear commemorators of the martyrdom of Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And welcome dear Husseinis to SOQ's Muharram 2023 programs going live from the holy city of Qom with technical assistance provided by Islamic Pulse Studios. Our sincere condolences to you all and to all of the believers all across the world and to all of humanity upon the martyrdom anniversary of the master of martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, his family members and his companions. Tonight is the seventh night where we commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Husayn alayhi salam at SOQ's Muharram 2023 programs. Tonight we commemorate Qasim ibn al-Hasan, the young nephew of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, a young boy who considered death to be sweeter than honey. Please remember all of our oppressed brothers and sisters all across the world. We here in the Islamic Republic of Iran and in the holy city of Qom are able to very comfortably commemorate the martyrdom and the mission and do the azadari of Imam Husayn alayhi salam. In many parts of the world, it is not so. It is actually quite difficult and perhaps even dangerous and deadly to one's life to commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Husayn alayhi salam. So please remember all of our oppressed brothers and sisters all across the world. Of course, Palestine and Bahrain and Syria, India, Pakistan, Kashmir, Parachinar, Afghanistan, Islamic Republic of Iran, Iraq, all over the Muslim world, and also all over the world in general. May Allah help them, protect them, and save them, and answer their calls for salvation. Please remember our brothers, Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Danial Himani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also help them and save them from the trials and tribulations that they are facing, and give strength to their families. I have one last quote. Well, actually, it's my first quote for tonight. It is from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He very eloquently talks about hay'ats. So hay'at is a mourning congregation. This, what we have here, is a hay'at. Again, it is in Farsi. It is a mourning congregation. So Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says that these hay'ats, these mourning congregations, where people come together to mourn and commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, they cannot be secular. He says we don't have secular hay'ats for Imam Husayn alayhi salam. If someone loves Imam Husayn alayhi salam, it means that they love an Islam which includes politics. They love an Islam which includes jihad. They love an Islam which includes fighting. They love an Islam which includes sacrifice. And they love an Islam which includes martyrdom. This is the meaning of believing in Imam Husayn alayhi salam. And so it is wrong for mourning ceremonies to stay away from talking about concepts that are related to political Islam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.